Kenora. The Kenora Supers opened the 2023 Southeast Senior Baseball League season by wasting no time making it clear that the team is ready to go after a fourth straight league championship. On May 12, the Supers headed south to visit the Yorkton Marlins. It was a bit of a sloppy contest as both teams are still ironing out some kinks, but in the end the Supers scored 9 runs on 9 hits in a 9-1 win, said Greg Andreychuk, player, coach. The Supers scored 3 in the first inning, and then 4 more in the fifth to blow open a close game. Cody Rock led the way for the offense with 3 singles, a run batted in, and a stolen base. Dylan Toffin had 2 singles and 2 runs scored. Colton Shuchik, Ian Quisance, Clay Sleva and Jeff Stewart each had 1 hit. The Marlins surrendered 8 walks and made a few costly errors, with the Supers taking full advantage of the added opportunities. Cody Rock went 6 innings on the hill while allowing just 1 run on 3 hits with 11 strikeouts to pick up the win. Colton Shuchik pitched a clean 7th inning with 1 strikeout to finish off the game. Also of note in this contest were the debuts of Kenora native Ty Sleva and Yorkton native Riley Stewart, said Andreychuk. Both are first-year 18U players with the Parkland AA Expos team. Gloomy home opener. The home opener for the 2023 Kenora Supers on May 17 was a chilly, windy and miserable night. The Supers' play was on par with the lousy weather as nothing seemed to go right in a 14-4 loss to the Yorkton Marlins in Southeast Senior Baseball League action. Colton Shuchik started on the hill, and pitched very well for Kenora, according to Greg Andreychuk, player, coach. Unfortunately, the defense and hitting were not up to snuff to help the cause, said Andreychuk. Shuchik scattered 6 hits and 4 strikeouts over 3 1/3 innings, but 4 costly errors increased his workload and gave the Marlins more opportunities. He gave up 7 runs but only 3 were earned as he took the loss. Shea Peterson gutted out the rest of the game on the mound, pitching against a fierce wind and some hot Marlins bats. The game was called after 5 innings due to darkness. The Supers got plenty of base runners against Marlins pitcher Grady Hawkins, as he gave up 6 walks and hit 4 batters, said Andreychuk. Unfortunately, the Supers could only muster 1 hit all night, and that was Grady Wolkowski's first home run in senior baseball. Brendan Landstad drew a run-scoring walk, and Jeff Stewart had a sacrifice fly to drive in another run. With the loss, the Supers fall to 1 win and 1 loss on the young season. The Supers travel to Yorkton on May 26 for another crack at the Marlins. Kenora's next home action is on May 31 versus the visiting Langenberg Legends.